Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay. We have a listener who's very upset with a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Her son's in high school, a teacher. Now, I do not want to call out the school, the teacher, because that's just not how we roll here on Spisano and Sandy. But honestly, there has got to be other teachers like this.
Mm-hmm.
Would you call them lazy? I don't know. That's for you to decide now.
It's the Buzz Baby University, where you decide good parenting or bad parenting.
Can't believe we're doing this on Teachers Appreciation Week.
I know.
What the hell? What's wrong with you?
I know. I didn't think about that. I did actually, honest truth. As we were talking about, okay, we got Baby University, yes, and then I was like, oh, no, I scheduled this wrong on the wrong day.
Okay, right. I hate focusing on teachers that suck.
Well, here's the thing. You have to decide if they suck. Maybe you're going to defend this teacher, and it's really not about the teacher. It's about good or bad parenting if she steps in, because she wants to step in and say something.
Okay.
Whether it's to the teacher or the principal. And now it's your call on what she should do.
Okay.
I'm going to read verbatim what she wrote to us. 222-2899. I am so annoyed by my son's high school teacher this year. One of his teachers just plays movies.
Mm-hmm.
He's watched more movies in class than I think I've watched in 5 years. And it's a foreign language class. Teach my kid how to speak the language and stop having him watch the history of the country, which, by the way, is in English. A little bit of that is fine, but there's a point when it's just lazy teaching. Good or bad parenting to step in and complain?
Huh. Okay. Go ahead. Be a professor at 222-2899. 222-BUZZ is always our number. I think it's bad parenting to step in. To talk to the teacher.
You do? Why? Because you don't like the confrontation, or you think it really is legitimately?
No, every teacher has their way of teaching. And sometimes they read the students in a way where, especially when it comes to like this is foreign language, then you need to know about the foreign place. And it's her point of view when it comes to how much, you know, what's too much. That's her litmus test, but not the teacher for the entire class. You know what I'm saying? If he's playing movies all the time, then it's, you know, that's part of the curriculum to learn, absorb. It's easier than, you know, reading it out of a book.
So I really sat on this message for a while, and I really thought about it, because I think I have changed my point of view on this. Like, now that I'm learning more and seeing more of what happens in the schools and with these news stories of whateverness, I really am leaning towards good parenting for her to do something.
Mm.
Because, and you guys, 222-2899, because I was that parent for the longest time who just wholeheartedly trusted the teachers with educating my kids.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't question it. I didn't even think twice of it. Totally trusted them. There were so many times, so many teachers who dropped the ball and my kid fell through the cracks. And so many people would tell me, Sean, you gotta advocate. You're your kid's advocate. You can't trust anybody else. You gotta stand. And I'm like, I don't wanna be that parent. No way. And it wasn't until my very good friend, who is a teacher, said, you have to. And not all teachers are created equal. And you have to, because now, look, there's more news stories surfacing of how parents just wholeheartedly said, yes, I trust you. And now we're learning all this stuff that if somebody would have intervened, it would have, you know what I mean? So now I'm on her side. And by the way, a foreign language, teach the language, not the country. You can do that in a day, one class. You could teach what the country's like. She said the history of the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's not history class. You need to know how to communicate in that language.
Yeah, but you need to know the background of it, too.
No, because when you go to college, they don't teach the history. I took foreign language in college, and it was because of my high school education that made me do really well in the college. If you're just teaching about the country, then when they go to college, if they take a foreign language, which is part of the liberal arts, then you're screwing up your job as a high school teacher is to get them ready for college. You're screwing that up, in my eyes.
I still think it's bad parenting to step in. 222 Buzz.
What do you guys think?
Come on, call us up. And 99.9% of all teachers out there are awesome, and they teach our kids great.
Hey, listen, this is not a knock on teachers by any means. This is just one concerned parent who's not sure if she should come forward and complain or not. That's it.
All right. It's the Buzz Baby University. Your calls are coming in.
All right. If you have questions about how your kids teacher is teaching, do you step in? Is this the right time to step in? You got to decide.
You mean during National Teachers Appreciation Week?
It's the Buzz Baby University, where you decide good parenting or bad parenting.
I think this mom appreciates teachers. This is not, she's just voicing her concern.
Uh-huh.
And she wants to know, hey, what are you guys thinking? Can I step in? Would this be good or bad parenting? And God honest truth, she's not, you know, I don't think she's the only one, is what I'm going to say. Okay, so let me read this, catch you up quick, and then you call us, good or bad parenting, 222-2899. I'm so annoyed by my son's high school teacher this year. One of his teachers just plays movies. He's watched more movies in class than I think I've watched in 5 years. And it's a foreign language class. Teach my kid how to speak the language and stop having him watch the history of the country. A little bit of that is fine, but there's a point when it's just lazy teaching. Good or bad parenting to step in?
I think it's bad parenting. Let the teacher teach. They got their own way to do it. And you say?
I'm on her side. I think good parenting. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll take the calls. So got you coming in, all you professors. Hi. How's it going this morning?
I'm great.
Oh, would you get in all up in the teacher and start, you know?
Oh, don't say that. Would you complain or not?
All right. Listen, this is it. We are in a pandemic. Hello?
Yes. Yeah.
These children, 2 weeks, 2 days, you're going to sit them in front of a video, which they can watch at home on their home days that they're learning? Are you freaking kidding me? Seriously. I would have been up in that lady or that man's face in October.
Don't you remember as a kid when the teacher put on a movie, you were excited because you get to fall asleep? I didn't watch any movies.
It was like a free day.
Yeah.
If there's a pandemic, we're going to school 2 days a week. That's my point. We're going to school 2 days a week.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? They have to do something. This is the 2 days to engage the children, the students. You can't just, play a movie and say, see you later, you know?
So,
leave when the bell rings. Here's some popcorn.
So you're actually going to call the teacher or call the school and say, what's up with that?
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a nice way to talk to the teacher.
Yeah.
You can say, can you explain your syllabus to me? Because I'm a little concerned with a lot of movies and not a lot of, you know, conversation. Because if it's foreign language, they have to be able to pronounce those things correctly, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not a big foreign language person, But, I mean, I could only assume that that's a lot of the grade.
Hey,
can I ask a question?
You had me at syllabus. I can't even spell that.
Exactly. You know what's interesting, though? And this was not, this woman was not from the Hilton District. She was another school district. But I got to tell you, my daughter's doing the same thing. They're watching in Spanish. They're watching about Guatemala back in the day.
Oh.
And she goes, we learned how to say assassination in Spanish. I go, what? Why?
That's Guatemala.
I'm so proud.
Yeah, but I'm like, that's not why I'm sending you to school in Spanish class. That really bothered me. So when I got this message, I'm like, gosh, how many teachers are doing this?
Right. So, I mean, there's a nice way to inquire about it. And then if, you know, the answer is unacceptable, then move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Or express that, you know, listen, I'm a little unhappy with this. You see my child for 2 days a week and you sit him in front of a video. You know, where's the engagement? This is school.
Yeah, for me it would be like, what's the frequency of these? And if it's every day for the last year, then there's definitely a problem. But I don't see it as a way of teaching in a different medium.
Well, you're right, and it could be used.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, I lost you. Oh, there you are. Okay. All right. Yeah.
No, but I guess it's the amount of videos. You're
yes.
right. Scott.
Yeah.
It's definitely the amount of videos.
Yeah.
And from what she's portraying, it's like every day. So, you know, we need to fix that. They're only there 2 days a week. I think that's the key right here is pandemic and 2 days a week.
Absolutely.
You know?
Stupid COVID. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I love it. Your passion is amazing. Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye. Hi to Buzz, Baby University. How are you?
I'm great.
Oh, Donzo. Hello, third party.
How's it going?
John, you're like part of our show now. You are officially Spazano Sandy Don.
Oh, I love that. So okay. Now,
without the medical benefits.
Well, I figured something had to go. I think it's bad parenting for to get involved.
Yeah, me too.
On several reasons.
Right.
A, now you should remember this, Scott. We were in school.
Mm-hmm.
A language was an elective. You weren't forced to take it.
Right.
Now they have to take it. Most kids don't want to read. That's why there's something called Audible, you know,
for people
who don't want to read a book because it's boring.
Mm-hmm.
Or they have it in movie form.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you remember reading or Raisin in the Sun and Death of a Salesman in School.
Yeah.
Boring, but then when you got to watch the movie, you got
It's English class, though. English class, I think some classes it might make sense, but still I feel like I'm leaning towards what she said, lazy teaching. You can teach this in a creative way. Don't slap a movie on and then sit in the back of the classroom and do your nails. I mean, or whatever you guys do.
Would you rather have me tell you how to do a checkbook balance or show you if you've never done it?
I'd much rather see it.
Yeah, but there's a point where there's too much. According to her, it's like almost every class. And the woman before you called made a great point. They have limited class time. So assign these movies when the kids are at home, maybe. But to watch it in class, I don't know.
I think kids are going to get more out of it.
Yeah,
they're not watching. They're sleeping.
They're not going to watch it at home. Yeah, the less chance of watching it at home.
I'm going to my room to watch that movie. They're in there on TikTok or on Instagram. They're not watching that movie
The only reason I take you with honesty is because you do have six kids, and you've been through this six different times in over 27 years. Thank you, man.
Have a great one, guys.
You too.